Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connection soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Connections. I'm so excited because Russo's Pizza, New York Style Pizza in Clearwater, we have open mic night every Thursday at 8 p.m. We have some amazing comics that are here in-house. We're going to go around and introduce and talk about comedy and do comedy. But first, let's get Devin from Russo's News on what specials are happening over at Russo's. Devin, are you there?
I am. Hi, Dawn. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Devin.
Last weekend was amazing. Love having you guys. It brings out people, and we love that. You guys are all amazing.
Well, you're amazing because you're an amazing server with my sister-in-law, Lena, over there, and you're kind of taking over like some assistant managing positions, so we're excited with some new things happening, but what's the new specials that are happening?
All right, guys, so we have some great ones going on. You can't even beat them at, like, Pizza Hut and Papa John's, which are pizza if you've ever had it. It's absolutely fantastic. If you haven't tried it, these specials are for you. So we've got two large pizzas, and we're doing that for the price of $20.22 for 2022. We are also doing two medium, two toppings of your choice for $30. And between the hours of 1 and 4, we're doing a slice and a beer. Who doesn't want a beer during the day? I mean, that's our happy hour. So
nice.
Our slices are normally $6, but you get the slice and you get the beer for $7 between those hours of 1 and 4.
Perfect. And also, what is Garlic Knot Night?
Garlic Knot Night, I believe, is going to be Mondays. So come on in for those. Those are on the house.
Perfect. All right, Devin, we'll look forward to seeing what's happening next week on Russo's News and updates on their specials.
All right, you guys have a fantastic day. Can't wait to see you guys Thursday.
Yay! Go out and see Devin and Lena over
Devin.
There. Yay!
Devin, you there still?
Yeah, I'm here.
I still get my free pizza, right?
You are, my friend.
Yes.
The free pizza. You run this thing. Pepperoni only for you.
For me.
That's what she said.
Yeah. And Devin's single. She's single and she's adorably blonde cutie pie. So.
Oh, she's single?
Uh-oh.
I told Corey, my friend Corey Wilson, he said, is she single? I'm like, I don't know.
Whoa.
We'll find out,
fella. We could have a dating show there.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. Hey, the possibilities are endless. At the end of the day, it's a great family environment. We just ask between on Thursdays when we do the comedy night. It does start at 8. So, you know, kids, you know, probably not the best because we like to have fun as adults and everyone to be able to come out and have a great laugh and have it be a little raunchy every now and then.
Sounds good, Devin. All right, we'll see you there Thursday.
It's a grown-up night.
Yeah.
But if the kids are there, we can read the room. The comics are smart, you know.
Exactly. Some we have to introduce the comics right now to everybody. Thank you, Devin, for calling in.
I brought
you guys.
Yes, thank
you.
Everybody.
I brought your co-host,
yes,
the winner from two weeks ago, Dennis Aruba.
You won the $50 cash.
Dennis Aruba.
So you're actually a professional comic now.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. Someone said that to me, and I was like, well, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I got paid to do it, and I made it, guys.
Yeah, you did.
Then I brought Trevor Glassman and Rachel Hine. I'm going to give him this and let him get to interact with you guys.
I just met Trevor last week.
I'm frozen right now.
Oh, no. Come on over. Sit.
Musical chairs.
And let's introduce this beautiful lady over here. Tell everybody who you are.
Hey, guys. I'm Rachel Hine. That's at Rachel Ray. Bottom slash. I'm kind of tech darted. So it was underscore. Ray, R-A-E, and happy to meet you.
Yes, I'm glad you're here, and you're a comic as well, stand-up.
I like to think so.
You're very funny. So we have some funny people here. So tell us, what makes your comedy special, and what do you write about, and what do you talk about when you go on stand-up?
It's basically everything that I've gone through in life, whether it's my marriage, my kids, work. I just find some kind of funny twist to it, and I just write about it, and I think that's what makes it more harder to steal my jokes, just because it's more personal to me.
Right.
It's not like a random joke that I can, like a knock-knock joke. It's something, you know, like I actually lived through, and I just wrote about it and joked about
it. Your family, do they get mad at you? Because my husband, I had to make him go out last time, and I was trying to tell him what his birthday present was. It was a wallet Bluetooth, and it because he loses his wallet, and then a key finder, and I didn't want him to hear, and he thought I was talking about him, and he left.
No, they don't get mad. Actually, they want to be in my bits.
Nice.
So they welcome it.
Nice. Well, give everybody your social media.
My name is Dennis Aruba. You can find me on Facebook under Dennis Aruba. Also on Instagram, you can find me under Good Laugh, G-O-O-D, underscore Laugh, L-A-F. And you can find me on Instagram and TikTok with the same name.
Cool. Are you performing anywhere soon?
I'm going to be at Snappers on Tuesday, January the 18th. I'm going to be in a Survivor competition there. And
what's a Survivor competition?
Thank you. So there was elimination rounds. It was, I think, a couple weeks back. A few comics went in, got eliminated. Some went through, and so now there's 9 of us at the end of the Survivor series, and we're gonna compete for, you know, who gets to stay on the island.
Ooh.
quotation
Ooh.
on the stage, I should say. What's that?
Who's the host? Ginger?
Ginger's while putting it together. I'm not sure if she's hosting it, but I know she put it all together over there at Snappers.
Super cool.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. And
She's super cool.
We got some great comics that I'm going to be going up against, but, you know, we'll see. Maybe I'll pull through.
Well, we're going to have you come back and do a little stand-up here about some of your routine that you do on stage. And listen to this, Rachel. So Rachel Ray, right?
Rachel Ray underscore Ray. So Rachel Ray.
So yeah, I don't have the Rachel Ray from TV. But you're the next Rachel Ray.
I thought I might just steal some clout. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Rachel Ray is here.
See, we got names. Ooh.
So tell us about, when did you start out in comedy?
Sure. I actually started back in Cincinnati about a year and a half, 2 years ago, doing open mics. It took meeting some of the right people to get the courage to do it. But I met one of my idols, Dave Attell, and during one of the shows, we ended up having like just a full conversation. You could see the entire crowd get really annoyed that there wasn't much going on other than us just talking filthy to each other.
Oh, no.
And at the end of the show, he called me a filthy pervert. I was well, if the pervs of the pervs call me a pervert, maybe I got a shot.
Oh. So was it real life that you just said, I want to be doing stand-up? I mean, what made you just said, I'm going to just do this? Did you ever go to comedy school?
I never went to comedy school. I've always been a class clown in the Army. I was the joker. Like, I got called out.
You were in the Army?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I got called out in front of the entire company and had to tell our first sergeant jokes I can't mention on the air.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can you do that Thursday?
I can do that Thursday. So after that, I realized I had a fear of going for it, not of being in public, but of failing. And I was like, you know what? You give it about everything else. How about you just give up about this and go for it?
Super cool.
So, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's awesome. So, so what time did you have to get up in the morning, like, in the Army? Like, what was your...
The earliest was, if you got to sleep, the earliest was 3:30 a.m., and that was to do PT until 4:15 a.m., to do weapons drop 4:45 a.m., to be at the station. I was an MP, so I was at the patrol station by 6 o'clock, doing a shift to 6 o'clock, waiting for them to get their vehicles till 7. And then we got back and did all our paperwork and put our weapons in at 9, just to be back at 3:30 again.
I'd be like Goldie Hawn. I'm serious. I'd be like, wake up, you know, pull your clothes. With no shades on, windows.
I took a swing at a drill sergeant one time in my sleep, and that's all it takes.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Give everybody your social media so they can follow you as well.
Sure. Again, my name's Rachel Hein. You can find me on Facebook. That's H-E-I-N. And Twitter is R-A-C-H-A-E-L, Ray, R-A-E, underscore Ray, R-A-E. So thank you very much for listening. I appreciate your time.
We're going to come back, and if you do a little stand-up on the air, it's kind of more sit down. sit down comedy while you're driving in the car. So Trevor, tell everybody who you are. Of course, I just introduced you and your last name.
Yes, my name is Trevor Glassman. And thanks for having me.
Yeah, so Glassman is a cool name. You know, my last name was Reese Mann back in the days. And when I went to comedy school, I cut the man out. I cut my name in half. Did you know that, Bobby?
I've never heard this one before.
You never did? Yeah, so I went under Reese for many years. And then I went to Pauly Shore's sister in comedy and the improv. And I had to go to classes to learn to figure out what it was all about. But, yeah, I cut my name in half. So, yeah.
I think I'm taking Trevor Reese Mann as my new name. Yeah, I like that better.
Trevor Glassman is here. So what made you want to do comedy?
I've always been sort of, I guess, all over the place. I'm kind of a wild person, so people would just be laughing.
You wild? No, I don't.
I'm very tamed right now, but I'm on my best behavior, so I don't get kicked off the air again. But I always wanted to be sort of an entertainer, and I actually wanted to be a talk show host. And
we can make that happen for you here.
Well, that's maybe consider it. Yeah, one thing at a time.
So, if you want to be a talk show host, what would you talk about?
That's the thing. I would like to interview people and have it sort of be off the rails interview, not really structured, very personal, and maybe even uncomfortable.
What are you doing on Sunday?
On Sunday, usually I host Dave and Buster's football games.
Well, it'll be around like 4 or 5 o'clock.
Well, after the football season, we can talk.
This is happening at the Dunedin Film Festival. I have to be with the Bay Area Concierge Association on something over at the racetrack in Tampa Bay Downs. And so I may have you kind of train with me if you want to be on the red carpet and interview some producers, agents, and casting directors.
That could be fun.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, it could be.
That sounds dangerous.
Let me check my schedule and we'll talk.
I'll get back to you. So think about that. And
yeah.
I know your friend is a cameraman. The last guy that was here, remember? He was a... We need to ask him. I need to find out what he charges.
John J. Murray will be there at the film festival, and so will the minister, Brad Gilmore.
Yes.
Cool. They're good people, man.
Yeah, I want to see if he has camera, because usually I use my iPhone. The 13 Pro Max is pretty amazing with the camera, and I set the iRig up there and the camera stand, and it works just as good as me hiring a cameraman. Seriously, and then I do my own editing and videos and everything up there. But it's a thought list if you want to try something out and see how it works. And
yeah, I'd love to talk about it after, for sure.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah.
So give everybody your social media.
Yeah, my social media is at the, T-H-E, Trevor Glassman, not Reisman. The Trevor Glassman.
Glassman. Now it's Arnold because I'm married. But that's my husband said it's Arnold means fly like an eagle. I didn't know that. That was kind of interesting.
Interesting.
Fly like an eagle. All right, so who wants to do their first little comedy stand-up bit here on the air live? Rachel, you want to start out? Anything that comes to mind, like, you know, just maybe a little bit of your set or something? And we are live on 106.1 FM, 3 FM, 3 AM, and live on YouTube and on Facebook.
So no pressure.
I know, no pressure. I walked in. I found out I couldn't be filthy or swear. And I was like, well, there goes the set.
See that on Thursday.
Let's see. I was told I was allowed to talk about body parts moderately. So we'll use euphemisms for the adult crowd that you'll be able to understand. Now, if you could see, you know that Limp Bizkit's chocolate-covered starfish, right? You know what that is?
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
yeah. No. Yeah. Okay, most of the room.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, use your imagination. Chocolate stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Yeah. So I was explaining to my mother that people don't like chocolate starfish. They like just starfish that's the same color as starfish around the starfish.
Oh.
And this blew her mind. I was like, you should look at some recent photos of starfish, and you'll see that it's gotten crazy. People are cutting starfish arms off so they look younger. It's getting insane, and it's just good to know that, you know, I can openly talk about that. And this is a free country, and I just love that.
Do you ever find a starfish in the ocean?
You know, I haven't.
I have, but my husband tells me to throw it back all the time.
You know, the one thing I don't get is when people go to, you know, sometimes starfish are edible. You know, so sometimes when...
Are they?
Well, you know, it's not that it's not... The starfish
I'm
is...
Shocked.
The starfish is, but the thing under, you know, the other starfish...
Right.
Tracking. Okay, so the other starfish, but they go in from behind with the other, with the chocolate-covered starfish in their face. I don't know how that doesn't result in pink eye every time. Like, it blows my mind. I mean, you are smack dab in between starfishes. Like, you could look through that peephole and see me to the other side of Oz.
You can see more of Rachel Ray at Russo's Pizza this Thursday. Are you coming back?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There you go. And she'll be performing on stage.
I hope that didn't scare you away.
No. All right, let's go to Trevor. Do you have a little bit of your stand-up that you want to do for our drivers?
I'll tell them I used to be their driver right now. Don't crash the car if it starts to get crazy. I used to be a Division I basketball player, and... I was a walk-on. If you guys know what a walk-on is.
Like for an extra for movies?
It's the sports version of that, pretty much.
I like that.
Well, that's what I thought.
It's pretty much, if I even get that far. At least they get on camera. If you don't know what a walk-on is, it's kind of detailed, so I'll try to sum it up for you because it can be a lot. But if you don't know what a walk-on is, it's a white guy.
I thought it was an extra. I really did. Yeah. Because that's what they call it. Okay.
Well, in sports, it's a white guy.
I'm
going to
laugh now.
Some people don't have cable if they don't understand that joke. You'll be trying to play Where's Waldo, trying to find... no, it's a definition. The real definition is a player on the team. So they barely practice. They pay for school, so they don't get a scholarship. But they will go in the games only if the good players die. And I had a really healthy team. There was a kid on my team named Kevin, and he had one arm. 6'10", one arm. He went in before me. I paid for that. I don't know if you guys played Division I basketball. By the looks of it, you didn't. But I was the only one that did. And together, we've all played in the same number of games. So I paid $80,000 to tell you all that.
We'll see more of Trevor on Thursday night. Are you coming back to Russo's?
Yes, I'm actually guest hosting on Thursday.
Oh, super cool. Yeah. Super cool. That's going to be super fun.
The guy that's supposed to host won the contest.
So whoever wins the contest comes back and co-host. That's amazing. At Russo's Pizza in Clearwater. And okay, let's go back over to your stand-up and comedy land.
Hi, all right. So again, like I said, I'll talk about my family, myself. So a lot of the things I always get is what are you? Like, I have one of those ambiguous faces. Like, I mean, he's either Mexican, he's either Filipino.
From Puerto Rico?
But I mean, I always try to play with them. I'm like, oh, tell me. I'm like, oh, no, I'm from Canada. And they're like, yeah, but why are you brown? And they, well, yeah, I'm like, okay. I've always said if stand-up doesn't work out for me, I have a strong career in movies and TV. Like, I can literally play three different characters in the same scene. I can play the Mexican patient, the Filipino nurse, and the Indian doctor.
I can see that.
And I tell people, that's range right there, people. That's range. That's a triple threat. And then I tell them, I'm like, oh, well, I actually got my green card recently. And then people are like, oh, they usually clap. Huh? I'm like, no, that's what I call my medical marijuana card. And then it's kind of getting that way.
But Dennis,
Can you do a little improv of that scene right there?
A little improv of what?
The patient, the doctor, and the nurse?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you could do that.
On the spot, I don't know.
Yeah.
Be the nurse first.
Be the nurse.
The patient, then be the doctor.
You are the nurse.
It'd be the same voice all the way through. It's just me thinking off. Yeah, it'd be like, we have a 25-year-old Hispanic male found next to his lawnmower. It'd be like, Dennis Aruba, as Jesus Francisco. I want an IV in him stat. X-rays done. Dennis Aruba, as Dr. Patel. This is me, the same face all the time. I'm like, yeah. So,
cool. You can see more of Dennis at Russo's New York Style Pizza this Thursday as well. You know, I worked at a modeling school in Miami, and the lady, this was back in the days, she had everyone fill out a green card, right? So they'd walk into my office, and I'd say, can I have the green card? And they would run out of my office. Just reminded me of that. Like, where did they go? You know, and I couldn't even, I had to have a Spanish interpreter because I couldn't really understand half of the people because hola, espanol, un poquito, what is that, cerveza, el baño, because I was a flight attendant back in the day.
So that's all you asked for is baño and cerveza.
Exactly,
so right.
Those are the important ones. So we have about 3 minutes left. James, do you want to say anything before you walk out? And now, James is going to do a comedy special here in just a minute, so stay tuned. He's going to talk about stand-up news. Yeah, so all the stuff that's happening. Any other last words that we have around the bend here?
I'll just say life's too short to get mad over everything, so you should laugh as much as you can, tell people you love them, and have an awesome time with this life, because unless reincarnation is real, then you only get one. So let's hope it is.
I agree. You know, real quick, you're saying that my father-in-law just passed away. He was 87 years old. He would have been 88. And some of the family's mad at me. Some of it's not, but I had showed Rachel the video, and you thought it was kind of cute.
I just started crying immediately, and I don't even know why. It touched my heart. It was so endearing.
Aww.
I was just like, oh, you can tell how much.
Well, he has a big Montana RV, and I was like sitting there watching them try to clean it out. And I'm like, I feel like I'm the Price is Right. Here's an RV Montana and a brand new car.
What she's not mentioning is the Price is Right music is playing behind her.
I was bored. Let's get Daryl on real quick. Hold on a second. Daryl is calling from Atlanta with VH2 TV Network. He is a headliner comic. Daryl, just tell us what's happening. We have some comics here that might ask you a question within 1 minute because we got 2 minutes.
Yeah, how's everyone doing today?
How's it going? Thanks for hanging out.
We got new comics here that have been around a little bit with Open Mic Night. Any advice to them, or you have a question for Daryl?
Wow. Well, I'll tell you guys, you know, it's a rough business out here, but just keep plugging away at it. And, you know, use those Open Mic Nights like they're the real thing on stage, and, you know, because you never know who's out there listening.
So, Daryl, are you a paid comic?
Yes.
Well, I have to ask because, you know, I mean, a professional paid comic. What do professional paid comics kind of get? But you're also a police officer. Are you still?
Yeah. I still do both of them. So it just all depends on the gig. It depends on other people's budget. It depends on a lot. So it ranges. It ranges. I've been paid as little as $50 starting off. You know, but I was just happy to get paid something.
See, we have a comic right here that Dennis got paid last week. He won the comedy contest.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But that's right.
Any other, well, you have 1 minute to ask Daryl a question. Anybody else? Yes, he's from VH2 TV Network, and it's his wife's birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa. Live.
Do you know Trey Diesel? I can't hear.
Trey Diesel?
Sorry. I don't think I have the pleasure yet.
He's in Atlanta. You live in Atlanta?
I do, yes.
Yeah, he's a real funny comedian out of Atlanta. Check him out, Trey Diesel.
And Daryl, yeah, give everybody your information, because I know we got like 30 seconds left. Give them your website and where they can watch your comedy.
Absolutely, yeah. It's just my name, DarylTriplett.com. DarylTriplett, TriplettT.com. And all my social media handles are on there and all that other good stuff. You guys need to contact me.
Glad you didn't have triplets, right? It just came to mind. Daryl Triplett, if you had to. But you have children, right?
I do. I have 10 of them.
Oh, you have what?
you know that, Don, I thought, no?
Busy I didn't man. Know you had, wow. This is a new Brady Bunch movie, Daryl. Yeah. Hey, Daryl, but I want to get you back on the air. We love you. We thank you, VH2 TV Network. And we've got a new show next up, coming up under Hollywood Connections. Daryl, I will call you later, and happy birthday to Lisa.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. And that's it for Hollywood Connections. And right now, we're going to get everybody set up for their segment on stand-up news. We'll be right back. All right.